You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Before I get into the nuts and bolts here of sports,
yes.
I finally got into my voicemail here at work yesterday. I haven't checked it in 2 years.
I know.
I had 43 messages,
okay,
which is not that many if you think about it. 2 years, nobody calls, people text, people email, people send messages.
Right.
43 messages, 42 of them were what I'd say normal. And then there was this.
I am so high right now. The sports scores you gave from last night, they just make me want to score with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I be concerned about that?
Wow.
Should I be concerned about that?
You should take it as a compliment, is what you should do.
I guess so. I don't know who that person is. In case you did not know, Game 4 of the American League Championship Series, that was scheduled for last night in New York, had to be postponed.
Damn New Yorkish.
I don't think they had anything to do with the weather, but they postponed it till tonight, 8:08 first pitch. The Los Angeles Angels made it official. They've hired 65-year-old Joe Madden to become their next manager. Madden led the Cubs to their first World Series title since 1908 back in 2016. I'm sorry, Peter, what was that?
I'm getting recircumcised. Got a wedding next week. I just want to clean it up a bit.
Okay. The NFL is celebrating. They have gone 2 months without a player getting arrested. Yes, that's the longest streak in almost 20 years, so good for them.
Didn't some offensive lineman just have his girlfriend come out and say that he was beating her up and stuff?
Yeah, but that's an ongoing court case. We're not talking about fresh arrests.
Fresh arrests, all right.
There hasn't been a fresh arrest.
Okay, I understand.
And I think that's a civil suit, too.
All right. It's sad how we have to differentiate these things.
Work, fellas.
Yeah, hey, you know what? 2 months, that's pretty good. While no players have been arrested for, a couple of months, police may arrest a man who punched a Browns defensive end in the face. Myles Garrett, the defensive end. According to the report, a fan approached Garrett, this happened yesterday, asked Garrett to pose with him for a photo, which Garrett did, but then Garrett said to him,
"Go ahead, punch me in the face, I deserve it."
Actually, that's not really what happened. Sure. Garrett said the guy basically gave him a pillow tap to the face and took off running. He grabbed the
chicken.
He jotted down the man's license plate number. The man's been identified as 25-year-old Richard Perez. He has not been charged as of this moment because Garrett told police that he really wasn't injured and he was refusing medical treatment. But you're not allowed to just walk up to somebody and tap him in the face. Not supposed to do that.
No, don't touch people on the face.
Nope.
Yeah.
Quarterback Brock Osweiler announced his retirement yesterday from the NFL. Osweiler played for the Broncos, Texans, Browns, and Dolphins over the course of 7 seasons. And over those 7 seasons, he only made 30 starts. He only won 15 of those games, but still he managed to collect $41 million.
Not too shabby.
No, it is not. That's good work if you can get it. That's good
not
work.
Not too shabby.
NASCAR news. It's sort of NASCAR news. It involves the NASCAR Hall of Fame building in Charlotte. I've never seen the building. I'd like to go one day. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's got a lot of glass. There's a lot of glass. Well, a Charlotte woman discovered a disturbing scene.
Oh, yeah.
As she arrived at the NASCAR Hall of Fame, I believe this was yesterday, and saw upwards of 100 dead birds on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And another 100 perhaps severely injured.
Right.
They estimated that 300 birds had flown into the building, hitting the glass. Broke wings, legs, fractures of all kinds, etc. They're too many to rescue, so they're probably putting them down if they're still breathing. The Charlotte Observer reports that the birds are chimney swifts. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, they're not
crazy,
that swift because they keep flying into that glass. You think that, you pull up, like 300 of them, that means they're constantly hitting. There's only 24 hours in a day, and there's only they're obviously flying where they can see.
Mm-hmm.
So, sunlight hours, even less. You'd think if I'm a bird flying behind these other birds and I see them getting stopped, I'm going to pull up. I'm going to just.
I don't know, man. Let's follow the leader. You've seen those swarms of birds.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Everybody goes down.
Right.
The Los Angeles Kings aren't taking any chances. They have covered up a Taylor Swift banner at the arena.
Tay-Tay.
Did you see this story?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kings, they won a Stanley Cup in 2012 and again in 2014, but they haven't made it out of the first round of the playoffs since. And it was pointed out to them that they haven't made it out of the first round of the playoffs since this banner was hung up commemorating the most sellouts in Staples Center history, because Tay-Tay has the most.
Excuse me.
So there's a banner, a Taylor Swift banner, commemorating all of these sellouts, and that, they say, coincides with the L.A. Kings not making it past the first round. So now they are covering up the banner So the banner now looks like a blank space as they try to shake it off.
Yeah, Rich. They're shaking it off, Ron.
The Washington Capitals, 4-3 winners last night over the Toronto Maple Leafs. And here's your fun fact. New Zealand became the first country to give women the right to vote in 1893.
Wow. That's very progressive.
For the times, yeah.
For 1893, yes.
You know, some say they still shouldn't be able to vote, Rick.
Thank you, Rod. I love you. 740.